Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fit your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seats slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating up pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance will put Mr. Marcus to shame. You can get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane. No strings attached, you could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. Wild spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax.
This is Mega the Man production, straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group City.
And welcome to Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show ever. I'm actually supposed to be doing my damn show on, what the hell is that shit? Stick Cam, that's what it is. But for some fucking reason, I can't find a way to call in on Skype. I know, that's some crazy shit, right? Like, what in the fucking hell? I just don't understand. So, like, that's why y'all don't see me on webcam, because I cannot find my Skype button so I can call in and figure out where I'm supposed to be at. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know what Skype, on my Skype, where it's the name of the blog talk shit or whatever. So I'm not even going to fucking worry about it. Hi, Princess Nay. Hi, Cobra King the Great. I love you too, Nay. So, I don't know what the hell is going on. I'm kind of upset about that because I swear, y'all, I'm looking really cute. I got my new hairdo. I got my guest outfit on. I'm rocking my Nikes, my booty right, my smile right. I brought some new lip gloss. My lip gloss be booming, chiming, and whatever the hell that motherfucking little mama that looked like a man made that damn song. So y'all is not even going to get a chance to see it. Oh, man, I know that's bad. Oh, gosh, I don't know what to say. But anyway, tonight we have Mirko Milk from Boston coming on, and he is going to be off the fucking chain. I think he is. He doesn't know what I have in store for him and whatnot. And I see Rob on the line. Oh, my goodness. He is such a good friend to me. Oh, shit, I need to tell everybody I'm live. But people that follow me should know that I'm live any fucking way. But you know what? Tonight is just going to be a good show. Tonight at 11 o'clock, I'm going to be guest host with Grindhard Radio, and they got Ray J Half-Brother on there, C-Dub. I'm telling y'all right now, his ass better not be on there talking no kind of reckless shit about my friend Ray J, because y'all know I fucks with Shorty Mac and John Doe, so if I'm fucking with them, I got to fuck with Ray J. So it's going down. I ain't playing no fucking games. Y'all gonna be like, this bitch crazy. But y'all already know that I'm crazy. I would like to thank everybody that tuned in on Monday for Fan Love Monday. It was like a really good show. A lot of people said that they learned a lot about me. So, I mean, that's cool. I got hella new questions that came in today and that will be coming in throughout the week and everything like that. So you guys just make sure that y'all listen in and whatnot, and we'll be good. So what I'm going to do is, before I bring people on, I play a song, and I don't even know what the fuck I'm going to play. I know, that's crazy, right? Like, how the fuck you not know what you're going to play, and it's your radio show? That's because today I was all over the place dealing with my mama, because she don't want to act right. My mama's a diabetic, and she ain't supposed to be eating a lot of sugar and all this other shit like that. Man, she been smuggling cookies, fucking Doritos, cheeses, all kinds of shit that her big ass ain't supposed to have. And she had to go to the hospital, so we had to move her to a different facility. So I go in and I look at my mama today, and she big as fuck. And I'm like, Ma, how much you weigh? She said, I was 235. I look at her like, the fuck you mean you was 235? What the hell you now, 250? And she just looked at me like, what? I'm like, you heard me answer the question. What, you pushing 250 now? I'm like, damn, boy. If that's what my mom is doing, I promise you, boy, when I get her age, I'm going to make sure I eat right now and do what I'm supposed to do. So let me see. What am I going to play? What am I going to play? You know what? I'm going to play, oh, shit, Dope Boy. I just got to find it. I don't know what the hell it is. Oh, God, I swear I should do better. I really have to do better. Okay, Dope Boy with Mike Bless, Briscoe, Small Dick, excuse me, Briscoe featuring Ball Greasy.
YMCMB. Oh boy.
Every time I touch down, I usually break her up a little bit. Jordan loves that lifestyle. She loves a nigga that be hustling.
Interstates, putting down when I interstate. Break it down, sell a shake, move a block, cook a zip, bring it back, hope it flip, meet with Poppy, take a trip. In a minute I'ma touch down, I just might break off. We might just fly through Nami's, low main with the white sauce. I come through white Porsche, white rims, white seats, YSL, t-shirt, Laguna Beach, be the gym. Dope boy, and so it's all my homeboys. All us get that money, ho. No matter what it costs, we pay for. Pay for another shipment. I'm always about my business.
Ooh,
bitch.
Every time I touch down,
the dope boy
in town. I usually break her up a little bit. Jordan love that lifestyle. She love a nigga that be hustling.
Clean coke in my plug bag. I was down to my last onion and fiends coming to my nerves bag. My LT, my road dog. We was always selling, yeah. Some niggas got locked up. Some niggas moved to the A. Good girl, I paid her. Tuition, her car, no. Season, her belly. But couldn't give her my heart, though. In love with this hustling. Chevy's on them 100 spokes. Chickens on that white girl. I get it for the low. Mike bless my ad lib. My ad lib. Way my goons at. Get it how you live. Dope boy. Nickelbacks to bricks. If you're getting money, tell her this.
Every time I touch down,
the dope boy in town.
I usually break her up a little bit. Jordan love that lifestyle. She love a nigga that be hustling.
Crazy.
The dope boy make them crazy. The dope boy make them crazy.
getting money, we stay fly. We fuck good and we make smile. Top down when we ride around. Yeah. Then demonstrate with the candy paint. Let them hit the weed and let them hit the train. Break them off and keep them straight. And when it's time to leave, she won't be staying. But she understand that I gotta grind, grind. And she don't never interfere when I'm out here getting mine. She hate it when I leave, though. But she know I'm about to cheese, though. So she let the keys go, believe her. I'ma take you back when I rush. At the table, we bagging up. My last quarter, I had to flush. Closed lips and you kept it shut. Yo, income tax and you gave me that. The whole check, I said, bounce back. I fucks with your heart, babe. Just know, believe me, that time I touched down.
They break her up a little bit. Shorty love that lifestyle. She love a nigga that be hustling.
Was Dope Boys featuring Mike Bless, Briscoe, and Ball Greasy. Let me find a motherfucker to pay my tuition and my car note is going down, boy. I'm telling you. Anyway, I'm going to bring Rob in. He's up and he's early. That is so sweet. He is scoring so many damn brownie points. So I'm going to bring him in.
I'm here.
Hey.
What's up?
How you doing?
Brownie points, that's what you call it?
Yes. It's hard to get those from me.
Hey, I accept them with all open arms. What's up, mama?
Nothing. Chilling. Licking at Princess Nay and he changed his name on me. Talking about the show and everything like that.
Okay. You know what I logged in when I first came and I heard you talking, I said, listen to this beautiful black dirty mouth woman. I just love the way she talks.
Like, you know what? And be like, I'm crazy. Like, how dare you speak to me like that? Like, mama, before you got saved, you was a motherfucker. I don't know what the hell you talking about. Like,
so you got it honest, right?
Yes. Man, my mom used to party like, man, she started partying on fucking Friday. And everybody, it would end Monday morning when everybody went to work. Man, I learned how to dance when I was like 9. I'm in the fucking living room with grown folks going down the Soul Train line, man. That's why I used to be a really good dancer. Because, man, I used to be dancing with the old motherfuckers at her.
What you mean used to be? What you mean used to be? You don't lose it once you have it.
Yes, after I got married and I don't know what happened. Like, I know people are like, nah, this ain't the chalk I know. But when I was in relationships, I never danced with my boyfriends. Like, when we was courting and flirting and shit like that, I would dance with them. You know what I'm saying? But then when I got married, I lost my rhythm because I couldn't dance with that bitch. Like,
lost his rhythm. It wasn't a rhythm.
Like,
you lost a nigga.
That nigga was
knocking your rhythm loose in the bedroom.
No,
that's where your rhythm went.
It was a mental thing because I used to be the type of person, like, whenever I go to the club and dance, motherfuckers would look at me and my friends because we knew what the fuck we was doing. But then I meet this motherfucker, and next thing you know, it's just, he was like, he can't dance. I'm like, bitch, you got me fucked up. I can dance. Then what ended up happening was we went to the club one night, and I was like, you know what? We're going to dance with other people. He's like, okay. I'm like, don't get mad. He's like, I ain't going to get mad. We danced with other people. That motherfucker said I jumped out. He said I was Paul Abdul and Janet Jackson.
Five times Julie Brown, all them hoes in one.
Yes, he was just like, you can dance. Nah, a dumb bitch. I just can't dance with you. That was the difference.
Now they say, wait a minute.
Hold on, babe. Princess Nate, I didn't know, I didn't recognize this number. That's why I'm like, what in the hell?
Yeah, whatever.
No, I don't know this number. Because if you call me from your house, It's a private number. I thought you was one of my new perverts. That was just
Ah, she's just the old one. She's the old pervert. Still same pervert, though.
Nah, she ain't no pervert. She that that put me on blast.
Hi, Nay.
Hi, sweetie poo-poo. How are you?
I'm good. How was your day?
My day was awesome.
That's what's up.
Hard. Tomorrow I'm going to work hard at hardly working.
That's how I like to work.
I am still upset that I cannot find my fucking, that I can't see my damn, my blog talk. Like, where in the hell did it go? Because if I can do the blog talk, then I can get on my, I can get on fucking, I can get on stick cam and I can do my show because then people can hear y'all.
So they can't hear us now?
Because I'm on my cell phone. And I'm looking forward to the blog. Because I told Nay, I was like, I did stick cam. I got kicked out. So I had to, Here we go.
That's why I got the stick cam invitation.
Wait a minute. I don't... What the hell? What happened to my BTR host one? This doesn't make sense. Oh, my God. Like... I don't understand.
What's the matter? Are we broadcasting live or are we having technical difficulties?
But I wanted to go on stick cam so people could see me, and then I wanted to see Princess Nay. I'm upset.
Oh my God.
This is not good. Okay, you know what? Don't panic. You just got to think outside the box.
Yeah,
so
just got to figure it out.
Yes, that's what I'm going to do. Contact us. And by me being premium, I'm going to be like, how do I host from Skype?
From
Skype. Because when you're a premium, you can do that. So
that's what's up. I wouldn't know that. I don't pay for none of that shit. I get free trials and I leave it at that.
I know.
This is from somebody that's still fucking
We ain't got it like Chalk Mommy. Chalk Mommy can pay for shit. She get the premium plans and she wanted all bells and whistles. She want a bitch to bring it to her house and hook it up. Fuck that, don't hook up my own table up. Bitch, just deliver the box and drop it off at my door.
I'm a paymaster when it comes to the internet for the betterment of Chocolate City Radio, Princess Nay, and Chalk Mommy, and MP3 services. We pay because, you know, we want to be on top. We can't afford to be like other motherfuckers we know in other parts of Florida that, you know, every time you turn around, it's some bullshit with them. You know what I mean? So we have to be on point. So we pay our monthly bills, us, not our clients or anything like that. Now, if they pay us and if we use their money to pay some of our bills, that's cool, but we don't designate bills to be paid. Like, look here, for this month of service, you're going to pay my rent. This month of service, you're going to pay this, that, and the third, and then we don't earn what we pay, what they're paying us for. So we have a good reputation, and we have to keep it as such. You feel me?
I feel you.
You feel me, Princess Nay?
Mm-hmm. And contrary to what some people may say about us, we don't screw our clients.
Exactly.
Literally, we don't screw. We don't screw you over your money, and we don't give you no pussy. Now, if you throw your head, then
you can talk. Tell them you can talk them through it, can't you?
Yeah,
nigga, talking give some motivation. Motivation.
Motivation.
You can be motivation.
I can do that. Oh, you know what? Okay. I have the best throwback joint of the day. Like, this song right here, when I had a boyfriend back in the day, like, this song was our song. Like, this song used to just make me cry because I love my motherfucking dude that much to where, like, the words, like, you know what I'm saying? He used to sing it to me. That's when I was an emotional creature, you know what I'm saying? That's before I got hardcore and didn't give a fuck about dick or none of that shit before I changed roles and, you know what I'm saying? So here go the throwback classic of the day. Don't worry, I'm past that. I'm not going to be crying, none of that shit. I might be grinding because I still ain't had no dick yet. But, you know, it's gonna get better one day.
One day soon, I hope.
So let me find my song because y'all going to be like, oh, shit, Chalk, you did that one. You did it. And y'all know I got to find it first. Princess Nay, shut up. I don't want to hear shit you got to say right now. Dang. Hold on. I gotta refresh my switchboards.
So I need to take over the services as DJ and let you just concentrate on what you do best.
I know, right? Because she's so tripping.
Yeah, because it's mostly
and then
characters.
She be wanting to say, when she finally does play a song, she'd be like, girl, my DJ skills on point.
Yeah.
30 minutes to find a song, dog.
You know what? I'm going to prove to y'all that by the end of next month, my DJ skills will be a felony like my head skills. How about that? How about
that's
that?
That's what's up.
And giggles.
That's what's
okay,
up.
Now here go the song, and feel free to sing along on mute. Mute, if y'all gotta sing, mute, because I want to hear more shit.
Shut up. You know I'm a sing, so shut up.
Here we go. Hopefully it come out right.
Mute.
Oh, promise.
Yes.
Nothing is promised to me and you, so why will we let this thing go? Maybe I promise that I'll stay true. Don't let nobody say it ain't so. And maybe I promise that I'll never leave, and everything will be alright. I will never leave you.
Everything will be
alright.
Now, that is a classic right there.
Yeah, it's all right.
What?
I don't know, man. I never really was a Jagged Edge. I mean, Jagged Edge was cool. I fought with them boys hard, but I don't know. It's like their music, man. I guess at that time, my mind wasn't on that shit. I was on, you know what I'm saying? I was on Shake What Your Mama Gay, yeah.
see, my mama did shows they wouldn't get no pussy to. That's what that is.
During one of family
shows, they wouldn't get no pussy. That's why they was on that Jagged Edge show. You couldn't put Jagged Edge on and bitch drop a draw to you. That's why you ain't really feeling Jagged
Edge. Well, shit,
right
I didn't
now.
Put
if
it on for
the
drop
pussy,
my draw. Look, let me tell you something. I mean, I didn't have to fuck the Jagger. I fucked to a goddamn fire alarm. It didn't matter to me. I don't care what the fuck
was
on the radio.
Whatever.
I never had a soundtrack. I'm not that nigga to come in there with the soundtrack CD and all that shit. Whatever on the radio or the TV, that's who's on, because I'm really making my own soundtrack, to be honest with you. Fuck all that extra shit. I don't need that motivation. Mine was always mental. So...
what's wrong with motherfuckers nowadays? You know what I'm saying? I will be like, Jagged Edge got me plenty of nuts, got motherfuckers plenty of good pussy, but my all-time classic, like if you ever take me out and something to get me in the mood after drinking, is Your Body's Calling Me by R. Kelly.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Instant, you going to get some pussy song right there.
So you read my mind on that one,
see? World.
There you go.
Everybody gonna be bumping that in the club from now on when you coming.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Chop mommy outside, y'all.
Oh, I hear you calling.
And they gonna be giving a drink. Be like, here, chop mommy,
yeah.
You want a drink?
Here you go.
But what
my
they
number,
don't
take,
know is
take
I,
my card.
I already have a plan. I drink in the beginning of the club, and halfway through I start drinking cranberry juice and soda, and I'm sobered up. So what looked good at the beginning, halfway through I start seeing your true colors. Then by the
right.
end of the night, I see how ugly your ass is. Nah, hell nah. You might be looking like fucking Denzel Washington, but by time it comes for me to lead a club, your ass looking like Kimbo. Nice, nah, I'm.
Hey, it be like that sometimes though.
I can't do it. I ain't gonna do it. They can miss me with that bullshit. Like, real talk. Oh, you know what? I feel bad because I forgot what I don't even know what time I told my artist to call in. So he called in, which I'm sure he will. He's a principal that rap, assistant principal. So y'all already know
wow.
I got some questions. Like, I got some questions.
An assistant principal of elementary school or what?
I want to say high school.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I have a stigma about principals in elementary school. I know if I ever run into my elementary school principal, it's going to be a misunderstanding. That nigga used to whoop my ass every time I got in trouble. Let's go to the office. Big ass paddle. His shit had holes in it for aerodynamics. Bitch, I'm 5, 6 years old. I don't know what the fuck aerodynamics mean. But he got them holes drilled in that motherfucker, and it was effective, too. Trust me.
Okay, when I was the age of 5 and 6.
You can't spank me. My mama said, you're not going to hit me. Not going to hit me. You better call my mama. And my mama called him. And they said, you better not hit her.
I remember one time I got my ass beat. They called home. My mama came to the school with her belt. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
I'm like, damn.
5 and 6, what the fuck was you doing?
Man,
Junior?
Look at let me tell you something. I'm in Goose, Florida. My elementary school was Pineville Elementary, right next to Chocolate City in the Village. We was doing everything. I'm not proud of it.
You was a goon at the age of 5 and 6?
I'm not proud of it, but I tell you what, my growing up, my upbringing is what made me the man I am today. You see what I'm saying? So when you live that life as a youngster, as a shorty, when you get as an adult, you don't need that life. So you you know, become a better person. I think more of the kids should go through hard times, and not so they can appreciate it. So when they get older, they understand. Well, I don't need to try that shit. I don't need to do this. I don't need to do that. You feel me? That's what I think. That's just my opinion, though.
Wow.
I left your speech in shock.
She probably muted herself.
She she cursed. Go ahead, take it off mute.
She does all the time.
God damn. Y'all, I see it. I'm getting ready to, I got booted out, but I'm going to hang up and call in so I can do my Skype. Bye. Y'all keep talking. I'll be right back.
This nigga is a freaking
freak. What the hell? What kind of host leave her on radio show?
She leaves me all the time. Can I tell you how many times I've hosted the show by myself? Because Chaka.
By yourself. Wow. That's cool, though. Sometimes she need a break.
I can be a princess. Even though she's a rat all the time.
Oh, man. She'll be all right, though.
I just like what I want when I want it.
What's that?
Whatever I want.
What you want?
Whatever.
What you got a craving for now? Like, what you want? What's on your mind?
Know what I want. You know, I think I want a new diamond ring.
A new diamond ring. What happened to the old diamond ring?
It's dirty.
It's dirty. So if you clean it, then it's new again, right?
No. It's still old. The newness is gone.
Oh, they say diamonds don't age. At least that's what I was told.
Whatever.
You know how long it takes to make a diamond?
Who cares?
I know, right? You just want another one, huh?
Buy one? Not very. Not very at all.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know what? That bullshit didn't motherfucking work, and I'm upset about that. Like, how in the hell?
We tried to tell you that before you left, but you weren't listening.
Nah, sure wouldn't.
You know what? That's because I got excited. I thought I was going to get to see some cute people or whatever. You know, it's all good. You know what? Princess Nay, I got a question for you. And
what?
Rob, you don't say anything. Somebody hit me up on Twitter today, right? And me and her, we have pretty good conversations, and she was saying something about girl talk, right? And it was a legitimate question. What if she's like, wait a minute, here it is. Okay, it says, so I was having girl talk, and I thought of you at Chocolate City. We was discussing why men won't anal all the time, and I want to hear your input. Me, I was like, it's a control issue, or them motherfuckers is on the down low.
That's
and she was like, and then and their dick could be small, because you remember when I wrote the thing about the dick being small, and I was just like, you know, and then if he had some incarceration in his background, that's a dead giveaway that your motherfucking dude wasn't just jacking his dick when he was locked up. He had some extracurricular activities going on, and so she was like, she could deal with the first one. The control, but them other two, small dick and down low, she ain't even trying to hear. And I'm like, you know, that makes me wonder, because, you know, it's different when your man, like, be like, let's experiment, but then all of a sudden, when he don't want to hit the pussy no more, he just want to straight go to the ass, then, like,
Because what, the first thing that popped into my mind was that he has closet tendencies. You know, he has a secret fantasy about seeing what it would be like to be with a man. So the only way he's scared to do that is he experiments with a woman first. And then if he likes it, then he's going to a man.
Either way it goes, that's kind of crazy. And, I mean, me personally, I know people going to be like, bitch, don't you do it. I need to have some gay people on my show. And this is the only reason why, is because I have questions. I'm curious as hell to be like, okay, first I'm going to start with females. Females, you don't want to be with a dude because you like he's hurt you and this, that, and the third. But you will fuck with a female that's taking on the male's role and she has to use a strap-on to fuck you like a man would normally. So why not tell her to fuck with a man?
Isn't that so confusing?
That's very confusing to me. I'm not having no understanding in that. And you be like, oh, he hurt me. A bitch will hurt you too. Like, just because you was hurt by the opposite sex, when you go to the same sex, that don't mean they won't hurt you either. Because if you a dyke, and if you a playing, you a dyke, guess what? You a dyke playing bitch. You know what I'm saying? If you a fucking faggot and you a player, you a fucking gay, you a gay player motherfucker. It does not matter if you fucking the same thing. You still got that same playeristic mentality. You still doing the same shit to the same sex. So the opposite sex, really, it don't matter. And men, what I understand is you don't want no female, but you will fuck with a male that act like a female. Like,
motherfucker,
right? Fuck a bitch.
I know, right? Might as well. That shit crazy. I don't try to figure it out. I have no kind of understanding for it.
But what about those of us who were bi-curious? You know, my thought
was I just wanted
to see what it felt like to get head from a female. You know,
exactly.
I didn't want to just go strictly to a female.
I just wanted to know what it felt like.
And then I liked it, so I did it some more. But then, I like to be poked, but I want to be poked by the real thing, unless I'm by my own toy.
See, when you're talking like that, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that is acceptable. You feel me? Like, you can do that. You know what I mean? It's when you feel like you just going to go over to the other side and don't come back.
Doc, I want to know any head game. Can you show it to me? And she said, yes. We did.
That's what's up. Now, that's a conversation. That's a goddamn lesson I should have been sitting in on. Cause I'd have loved to take notes.
You wasn't ready.
I'd have loved to take notes.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't like to take notes. Oh, what? Princess Nay, boy, she knows she is on some. Boy, she own one. That's all I can say. She is own one.
She's on a few of them. Believe that.
Wow.
Whether that date happened or not, I mean, just in case you guys reschedule or have a second part to that, please hit me up and let me know so I can.
Now we in triple digits. Now what you talking about?
Triple digits? Oh shit! It's flawless. It's seamless. There's no hesitation to it. It's just smooth. I can learn from that. That's what I'm talking about. It's all about learning for me. It's an educational thing.
Well, I'll let her teach you on me.
You'll let her teach me? That's what I'm saying. I mean, it can go either way.
I'm not fucking with you, Nate. I need Cal Wow's phone number because I'm ready to go ahead and get this damn chocolate fantasy out the way. Nate, this is going to be funny because what's going to happen is we're looking for a DJ to DJ the birth sex volume.
Wow.
DVD sex tape, right? And I heard that he was a good DJ, and Shanae, why are you calling me on the air? Stop playing.
I want you to get on Skype so I can see you.
So it's like we're gonna sit there and you're my concentration. So is that your movie?
Wow.
Oh, my bad. Oh, that's the cover.
Shit. Hit my oboe. Put me on.
Hit
me with the oboe.
So sexy laying on the bed. Oh, my gosh. You know what? Princess Nay.
Here, I'll show him to you. Look.
Okay, I see it.
You know what?
I like that one.
Going down.
That one is nice right there.
Rob, what the fuck? You want? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, listen, y'all fucking up my rotation on the radio show. I say we should do Uvu, but people can't download Uvu. I say we fucking do Tiny Chat, but maybe the Echo. President, you don't got your phone on speaker, right?
No.
Okay, so I think if I turn down my the volume, then yeah. Now I need to bring up my Mozilla because when I use Tiny Chat through the something, it don't be working right. So I'm just waiting for it to come up. Oh, here we go. Let me see. Tiny Chat. Here we come. Oh, shit. Hold on. that's that. Hold on. No. We're going to do stick cam. We're going to do stick cam because everybody can cam up and it'll be even better. You got a stick cam?
Do they have an Android app for stick cam?
Yeah, they sure do.
Because I'm on my phone right now. I'm not on the computer.
Well, you need to get off your phone, nigga.
I'm saying, though.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
It's going down, everybody. for y'all that don't know.
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you want me to text you this number, or do you want me to just give it to you? Which one?
You know what? It wouldn't even fucking matter because he ain't my homeboy. He ain't my friend. It is Chocolate Fantasy time, and it's also Stick Cam time. Oh, my goodness. And we are about to go live. As I'm getting the link for y'all. Princess Nay, you there?
I'm here.
Do you see the background on my page?
Hold on. I haven't seen it. What's it look like?
Okay, put it in the chat room. That shit is so pretty.
On which
so
one? Your stick cam page?
It's pretty.
Yes. I seen her new titties, boy. I didn't get the chance to see the old ones, but damn, Claude, have mercy.
I'd buy that for $1.
Oh,
my goodness.
I need a new background. Who's going to do my background? Did you do that?
Martha did that for me, but Rob is good with all kinds of things.
I need one for my Twitter too.
You need background for
Rob
Twitter?
Is multi-talented.
Yes.
Oh yeah, I'm well versed. Trust me.
Yes, he is.
I need to know. I need to see. I'm from the show. Hey, show me.
Okay, so I am live on StickCam. I don't know if people can hear me or whatever, but I'm thinking, should I put my phone on speaker?
No.
Okay.
Okay,
I'm not going to put it on speaker. So
yeah.
I'm great. Put in the link in the chat room so people can get on here and everything like that. Naughty down. What the hell? Look, Naughty. I'm sorry you ain't get to see no titties, but click on that link, boo boo, and you gonna see a lot more. Okay. So, let's see here. Now, what am I gonna play? Oh my gosh. Let me see. Oh, God.
Play some Gucci.
Oh! Some Gucci?
Yeah, Gucci got 6 months for spousal abuse. Aggravated a battery. Some shit today.
That's because he didn't get that bitch enough money, and she was like, fuck you, you underbite motherfucker. He threw out the Hummer.
He threw out the car.
So, yeah, Gucci ain't
Now he chilling for 6 months.
And then when he get out, his dumb ass gonna be your motherfucking,
COVID. You are not the baby daddy.
He gonna have a welcome home Gucci party at goddamn throwback or one of them shits in Atlanta. Same old shit. He gonna be out have parties, his prices gonna go up for his show. See, these niggas know what they be doing. They ain't stupid. every time a nigga go to jail, he go to jail and come back out, and the nigga prices go up $10,000, $15,000 every time. It never fails.
Well, you know what? He will be okay. It will be okay. So in the meanwhile, I swear, man, I wish there was a way I could, like, so everybody can hear what the hell is going on my radio show. So matter of fact, let me have them let me put the link in on my chat room on my stick cam, and I'm gonna record the show so that way they can go and look at it and they can actually see us and whatnot. So
well, I need to take my hair down.
Yes, take your hair down.
Yeah.
Click on that link, y'all. And then y'all can hear my radio show, because I can't do it with Skype or whatever.
What link? Where did you put the link at?
Chocolate City Radio. I put it in the chat room on stick cam, so people can actually hear, because I'm on my BlackBerry. That's why I wanted to do Skype, because with Skype, it would come through my speakers and everything like that, and we will be all right. So I'm going to play MVP by Gucci, and no, you know what? I got to do Nay's song, because she showed me them pretty-ass titties. This is, like, one of her favorite songs. So here's Gucci and Kafani when she's ready, and then when we come back, I got the Chocolate Fantasy prank call with DJ Kow Wow. Here we go.
Gucci. Big Gucci. Funny light skin here with me. Yeah. She's ready now. Chillin' with a mice, take a money, got the money, and we ballin' all in Beijing. She get a honey, and he known to buy a nice thing. White ring, white dress, she play for the 18. Rich boy, diva, East Atlanta trainers. Pullin' with a clean one, she look like a mean one. I'm tryna choose her, she don't fuck a loser. Baby say she ready for me, tell her I'm a user. Pull up in a cruiser, scratch P cruiser. Me and Johnny C, money longer than a ruler. Marcus say he knew ya, you look like a jeweler. Little to my jeweler, I buy her. To the
That was Gucci featuring Kafani. She is ready now. Man, boy, I swear. I wonder what that bitch was thinking about when Gucci pushed her ass out that motherfucking Hummer.
Roll, bitch.
I would have been mad. I'm sorry. I would have been mad. Like, wait, what's that song he got? Bitch, is you rolling? I might be.
She was rolling for real.
You were rolling like a motherfucker.
Is you rolling? I might be. Like, wow, that is so crazy. Like, who does that? And I'm like, oh, I feel so bad. I feel so bad. Like, really,
you
I feel
liar.
So bad.
You liar. You do not feel
I
bad.
Know.
I am watching you laugh. You do not feel bad.
You know, yeah. Oh, shit.
No, really, I do feel bad. People that are listening, I really do feel bad about what happened to the chick and Gucci, and when Gucci pushed her out of the truck. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that whole got pushed back. What you talking about? I don't feel it. She made
it. No, she didn't. She only asked for $5,000.
That's
five fucking grand. Me personally, let a motherfucker throw me out of a moving vehicle? No, I don't. I'm gonna need restitution for the rest of my life. I'm gonna be traumatized because I'm gonna have cement burns. I'm gonna be like, I couldn't fuck my man. I couldn't do nothing. Like, I'm gonna need help. I'm gonna need somebody. To help me go to the bathroom at night. I'm not going to be able to get in the car and drive by myself. I'm not going to be able to do nothing. So, me personally, to everybody that fucks with Gucci, burn, y'all stupid. Like, no, something ain't right. No. Whenever you see a motherfucker come up to you with an ice cream cone on the side of his face, something ain't right. Something is wrong. Ladies, run. Beware. This is not where you want to be. This is not what you want to do. Like, for real. Ain't no dick worth all that. Like, for real. I'm sorry. So, getting back to what we was talking about, people that, you know, with the same sex stuff, I'm going to need y'all to just find some good coochie or some good dick and stick with it. Like, no matter what type of nail, like, if I was to say torch you, find you a good man. If you're a woman, find you a good man. Pray about it. Ask God to send a man in your life that can satisfy all your needs. You know what I'm saying? Not your wants, but your needs. And make one of them needs, I need for him to have a big dick. I need for him to blow my back out. You know what I'm saying? What is that noise in the background? Rob, why are you playing bootleg music on my show?
Man, that's my brother and shit, man. They DJing
man,
in the room right now. We in the hood,
tell
man.
Him.
We in the hood.
Man, tell your brother I'm finna
I
do a drive-by in the projects and shoot his ass. Now, stop.
I got it.
Oh, shit. Matter of fact, oh, my God. Here's one of my buddies that I haven't seen in a minute that is on the show. He started out with me. His name is Raw. He is from New York. He is a chef. He can cook. He's Jamaican. He is mad cool.
Body massages.
I have BBM groups. And him, he's good. I'm telling you, him and his brother in my group, they was getting so much pussy that I didn't even know people was fucking on BBM like that until they told me about it. So he is the original BBM pimp. Wow.
What's up, Chalami? What's good?
Baby, how the hell are you? Matter of fact, how is the dick swinging? Is it swinging to the left?
So
is it swinging to the right?
However she wants it to swing, it swings.
Ooh.
A word? I wanted to swing to Greensboro.
Williams Burr. What's going on, Chatwell?
Nothing. How have you been doing?
I've been good. I left the airport, and I'm working at Trump Soho Hotel. You know, doing my thing over there.
Really?
Yeah.
Who are you doing?
Oh, my God. That's what's up. I've been talking to Craig on Skype, and he's doing good.
Yeah, he manages, he's one of the managers for Domino's Pizza now. He's running the whole show in Brooklyn.
What?
Yeah.
See, I need to come to New York and get a job. I think I'm going to do good out there. I mean, Pixie and pizza, that's good. And I deliver. So while I'm delivering the pizza, you can get a shot of chica on the side for an additional fee, of course.
But that, see, now, if you going to do that, that don't cost you.
Oh yeah, y'all got that pimping game down on blast or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I'm feeling that. I'm really feeling that. I like that, like for real. So everybody that's in the chat room on Stick Cam, y'all gotta copy and paste that link so y'all can get in on Chocolate City Radio and ride the chocolate wave, because we are just on a blast. Like, raw, my show has changed so much since we first started it. You just don't know. I got like 4 shows a week and everything like that. I'm actually doing the damn thing, and I'm like really excited. I don't know. I'm just doing so much. Matter of fact, get ready to laugh, because I'm getting ready to do a prank call on this DJ. This motherfucker looks so crazy. Like, it don't make no damn sense. Like, oh.
Was Toby still trying to see my new titties?
Who's that?
Oh,
wants to see a Cobra, do you want to see the girls? You better say yes or no.
Oh, shit. Okay, now, Rod, hold on, let me pull up, whatchamacallit, because I'm typing on Twitter, on my tweet deck, and I'm getting ready to, do this prank call, so hold on.
I have to keep reminding myself that I'm on camera so I don't go get my toy.
Nah, you can forget,
get your toy.
No.
Get your toy. I want you to. Get. See, people can hear you talking on the show. See, that's what's up. Now, oh, man, I wish there was a way that I could, oh, you know what? Hold on. Damn it. Because there should be a way that I should be able to do something so they can hear this. I don't know. But anyway, let me go ahead. Oh, wait a minute. Like, this is on. Oh, my God. Someone just going on at one time. Hey, Mirko. I see you. I'm getting ready to bring you in. How you doing?
I'm chilling. How y'all?
We're good, baby. How you doing?
Chilling, you know, relaxing after a long day.
Oh. Relaxing. Oh, let me find out. It took you 30 extra minutes to call in because you were scared to ride the wave. Is that how you do it?
Not at all.
Oh, while you riding the chocolate wave, a little bit of caramel ride on you.
Boy.
See, while he's thinking about that answer, we're going to play this song by him. And this is the first point of contact that I had with Mirko. And it is so awesome. I love this song. It's like soulful. And it's just like, it's nice. So here is Life by Mirko.
Let me tell you, baby. Let me say it one more time.
It's always when you want it to be. It's who you're under, you see.
Yo, I'm like the
like a holocaust. These rap cats are soft, but I don't even floss. Carry a big cross, but my light shine through my lifetime. It's blinded when I rhyme. I'm like one of a kind, don't try to test me. I keep it peaceful, but please don't try to test me. I'm what the best be, live stress free. I'm like a thousand keys, but I don't move keys. My mind stays bigger, don't even pull triggers. Left them at the range, so stay out of range. Ain't nothing changed, Mikko still my name, and this is life.
Tell you, baby, it's always what you wanted to be.
Like the biggest boss, why y'all thug so soft? Weak and brittle, you know, like peanut brittle. Supposed to be scared of y'all, but I ain't scared at all. You need a new crew, you need a new do, a new theme song, a whole new you. I'm Anderson Silva, I'm like Brock Lesnar, I'm Randy Couture. What you want more? I'm a 40 cal, I'm like a 380. I'm a 12 gauge in the blue Mercedes. I'm like Roy Jones, full time to hit 'em. I'm Chef Ray Corn, fresh from the kitchen. I'm like a miracle, you know what rap was missing. The biggest boss, it's like a holocaust. I'll never take a loss. Clowns count the cost. I'll never take a loss. I'll never fall off. I'm like a sawed off, so classic and powerful. Mouthpiece, it's like a barrel full. It ain't about the cars, but I drive a Porsche in a black spider. Roll up right beside ya. You ain't no rough rider, son. You's a liar. You suck on pacifiers. I'm like Jay-Z. I'm like Martin, cause boy, it's so crazy. And it is. Life.
Let me tell you, baby, it's always what you wanted to be.
I've been rapping for a long time, you know, since I was a youngin', you know, my teenage years with different crews and whatnot. You know, and it's just always been a part of me, you know. I love hip hop and love to communicate, you know, the lifestyle, what I see, teach lessons and whatnot through the music. So, you know, it's where my heart's at.
So, how old were you when you rocked the mic for the first time?
I must have been like 13, 14 years old, something like that. So I've been doing this for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
So, how old are you now?
Huh?
How old are you now?
How old am I now? That's a secret.
Okay, well, you can message me on Twitter because I just started following you. So you can message me.
Okay.
See, Mirko, you can't come on Chocolate City and be bashful and be shy because you were riding the wave and we would throw your ass off the wave real quick. So it's like you guys got you know what I'm saying?
But you can always land on the princess. You know, I will. Princess May will catch you and massage all of your injuries that have been afflicted by sock bombing.
It's good to know they lifeguards out here.
Oh, yes.
Got a
my.
That's a setup, homie. Don't fall for it. I'm telling
Call
you.
Call me your personal lifeguard. I don't mind.
Y'all are crazy. Like, for me, when I hear your music and then after talking to you in detail and everything like that when we first met, and then I go back and I look at your Reverb Nation page, and then I go back and I look at your videos and everything like that, you are a very deep individual. Females, don't let the cute face and the nice body, guys, I think he's like 6 feet even, but in that picture he looks like zero tall or whatever. Don't let that fool you because he is actually very, he's straight, but he's very intellectual. He's like one of those professional thugs or whatever.
Can we put Rob
he can
on
blend this.
He's making too much noise.
No, I'm not. That's your fault.
Huh?
That's y'all talking. I turned my computer.
Oh, actually, that was Rob, because when I put him on mute, everything went quiet.
I told you.
So, yeah, Rob, that's actually your background. I don't know what the hell is wrong with it, but you sound better now. I think you got out of the hood and went to South Beach.
Wow.
But with Mirko, it's just like, it's not, what you see is not what you get. It's like so many other mitigating factors with him. And that's why I'm actually intrigued because he's quite different. You know what I'm saying? Because the profession that he has is like he felt like when he was a badass kid, I guess he was that bad that he felt like somebody took a chance on him that he had to give back to the community. And I'm like this, I'm bad, but what, could I give something back to my community? Hell no, because
like
you know what? I did. When I was a drug dealer, I used to take ounces back and give it to them and not make them pay for it. Now, I can't share the head game with the hood because I wasn't doing that when I was growing up. But it's just, it's so different for different people, you know what I'm saying, to take different walks in life. And so it's like when I look at your video, it's like you're talking about the righteousness and you go and you start talking about the Bible and the religion and stuff like that. And basically, I guess people trying to walk a certain kind of walk, it's easy to talk it, but can you actually walk it? That's what I gathered from what you were saying in the video because, you know, I did my homework or whatever. So for young people, well, shouldn't no young people be listening to my damn show, but for some of the little managed motherfuckers that's listening and sneaking and shit like that, or when
AKA
people go back
Boogie
and listen. I know, right? What would you say to today's youth about, you know, getting their shit right and not making the wrong choice and being behind bars at the age of 16 facing double digits or whatever? What would you say to them?
Yo, I mean, they got one life to live, you know, and, you know, our people on the come up right now, and, you know, it's we got to do us and be 100% who we are, you know what I'm saying, be authentic to the core. But, you know, we got a black president. We don't know when we're going to see that again. We need to ride this wave and, you know, people get their stuff together, you know, do the right thing, you know. Not worry about judgment, you know, do you. You know, I'm a hood baby and I'll always be a hood baby, but we got to expand the hustle so it's not just about the block. And, you know, we're seeing Wall Street and seeing beyond that, seeing the White House and seeing beyond that, because there's so much more to life, you know what I'm saying, than you know, your average hood person gets to see and know about. And, you know, I'm tired of that. I want to be able to see everything, and I want my people to be able to see everything. You know, you feel me?
Oh, I feel you on that. Now, here, you got to understand that I'm a retarded-ass female, and I ask dumb-ass questions. So here's a dumb-ass question for you. Now, with Obama being in the White House, and he's a black president, you know what I'm saying? Do you really think he's going to see a second term? Because me, personally, this is just my view, all right? No, don't worry. Tapa City is not about to get serious, but this is just my view. Like, he was all gung-ho about being the president and everything like that, right? But I feel like when that motherfucker got in office and he took the oath and they took him into the Oval Office and he actually sat down and looked at all the shit that fucking retarded-ass George Bush had fucked up, he probably was like, oh, fuck, it's worse than what I thought. Like, do you agree or disagree that it's just, it was way worse than we ever thought about?
Yes and no. I think it was way worse than most people thought. But it's the way I look at it, you know what I'm saying? Everything's a hustle, you know. I think people thought that, you know what I'm saying, being that he was the black man, he was gonna have the Superman touch and be able to jump in and flip things up overnight. But, you know, I think he just, you know, he might be in the Oval Office, but I think he just still living the black man walk, you know. He got a lot of pressure on him. He trying to do the right thing. Everybody doubting him, but he trying to do the right thing. You know, he living like the average black man. He got all eyes on him, but he living like the average black man.
I think what people fail to realize is that they wanted him to clean up in 4 years what it took 8 years to mess up. You know, 8+ years to screw up. And how can they expect him to come in and clean that up overnight? I just don't see it as being feasible. You know, and then not only that, but he inherited wars that have basically bled the country dry. How do they expect him to just pull people out? You know, they can't just expect him to wave a magical wand and then everything be over and done with. That was unfair. But, you know, I mean, people, they should have thought realistically and now look at the situation. If they really evaluate it, they'll know that we are definitely 12 steps ahead than we were 8 years ago.
I think it's just what you like what you said, though. Awesome. People don't look deeply, you know what I'm saying? They're just looking for what they can get out of the situation. But it's more to that. And that's why I consider it a hustle, because it's, you know, it's not about, you know, what's going to happen right away. It's about where you're taking it. You know,
I tell them quick, I don't see a recession. You know, me being me, I guess because I am the princess, but me being me, I don't see a recession. I still shop. I still have savings. I still do me. I have a great time. I'm like, I don't know what the little girl on the corner is talking about, the little white girl, because the man's got repossessed. Girl, I didn't never have a man. Go get you a SUV that does not have Lexus or BMW or Mercedes. Girl, go get you one of those and it won't be repoed. I'm good. I can go to the mall and say, here, I always pay cash. I didn't never have a credit card. I'm good. You know what I mean? What you talking about? Recession? Hell, no, I'm all right. I have a retirement plan. When I get ready to retire, I'm not dependent upon Social Security because I'm expecting it to be wiped out. I'm planning for that. You know, child boo. They all crazy.
I mean, since they always looking to the black man to pop it off, I mean, he already killed Osama bin Laden. I swear, him and Michelle should have the biggest swingers party at the White House, like, for real.
You are not sleeping with Obama. I told you this already. They are not having a swingers party and inviting you because you are not sleeping with him. No, child.
I don't want Obama. I want to. Have you seen Michelle's ass? She got a fat ass. I want to use a dildo on her.
I'm just playing.
I'm just playing. I do not want to tap Obama's wife. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, you do.
I want the little old-ass vice president. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No. Okay.
I want Joe and Piper. I want to have a threesome with them. And then I want to be playing Merkel's song, Life, in the background. So when I dust them off, I'm like, this is life.
Wow.
I mean, it's like we're living in a fucked up world, right? And we gotta make the best out of everything. So you gotta sit there and have like a lot of fun and let it do what it do. I mean, people can't take life seriously. That's why we have music. That's why we have fetishes. That's why we have food. We have so many different things to take our mind off of the world being fucked up. You know, perverts got me. Retards got Princess Nay. All the people got robbed. And, I mean, badass kids got Mirko. Motherfuckers that like to eat got Raw. So, I mean, everybody plays their part in this fucked up world. You just gotta, like, take it, do something totally different. You gotta want more out of life. So, with that being said, here is Mirko, Want More.
When I pull up, give me room, room. Heard the bike go vroom, vroom. It's your favorite tune. Must be me again. It ain't gonna ever end. I sold crack late to the center of the track. First hit was free, but now you're back. I'm like, imagine that. Chilling in VR with Dominicanas and flip flop. Cause it's too hot to box, mama. Go on, blow me a kiss. You know you want to. I'm your favorite lyrical author. And you my biggest supporter, aren't ya? We high class. Barbecues and lobsters, we modest, but we rock stars and V-necks and ruthless cars. Taste of paradise in this life, and you know what? We want more. All the simple people wanna be famous, but we want way more.
Like cameras, action.
All the simple people.
All the simple people wanna be famous, but we want way more.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Marco, I'm going to get back to you because I'm not sure what time you go to bed, but I have got to do my chocolate fantasy prank call. I haven't done a good one in a minute, and I got to get this thirsty DJ. If you find yourself laughing uncontrollably, don't worry, we won't be able to hear you because I'm going to put everybody on mute and do what I do. I got to bring Rob back on so I can get the number, and then we're going to get this DJ.
Before you put me on mute, I need Merc to make sure he hits me up on Twitter because, you know, I would like to chat with him. Yeah.
Yeah, he's very into... very intellectual and whatnot.
I like to be intellectually stimulated because my motto is if you don't have the capability of stimulating my mind, you'll never get the opportunity to stimulate my body.
Oh, yeah?
That's how it is.
Stimulating a female's mind is very easy. It depends on how she is.
That's not true. Mine's not. I'm sorry. I tell people quick, I'm a very complex project, and 9 out of 10 of y'all are too simple-minded to understand it.
I've heard that before.
Well, try it, baby.
It's okay.
Well, while y'all getting into all that, hold on, I got to get this number, so hold on.
I'll
Mr.
send it
Rob,
to your phone. Check your text message.
Okay, hold on.
Dang, now Rob got dogs in the background.
Man, we thugging right here. That's the soundtrack to life.
I was seeing the Poking Bean Project.
Oh, no, nah, I'm worse place than the Poking Bean, trust me.
Oh, wow, something worse than the Poking Bean Project?
Oh, yeah.
All right, y'all, I'm going to put y'all on mute while I dial DJ Kyle. Wow, he's about to be my next victim for my... chocolate fantasy prank phone call.
Get him.
I hope this call answer the fucking phone. And wait till I twit pick his picture tonight. Y'all are going to be like, I'm glad you got him because shit, no grown man ever take a fucking picture with a wife beater behind his head showing his chest like that. That is so not good, for real. So, hold on. I'm going to put everybody on mute and I'm great. Call the number.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Kyle?
This is me.
Hey, how you doing? What's good? I know you're like, who the hell is calling me? Yo, this is Cynthia, and I was told that you were a very good DJ, and I am representing some members in Brick Squad, and what we're getting ready to do is put out a DVD. It's called the Bird Nut Series, and, like, everybody got different cliques that are going into the adult entertainment world. You got Dipset with Dipsex, and some other people are getting together doing adult entertainment. So what we're going to do is we want to do an adult DVD mixtape, and we are looking for, like, one of the hottest DJs to host it. And I know that you work at Club Hurricane, and they gave us some information, and I looked you up. I looked you up on Facebook. I looked you up on Facebook. You have the body. You have the face. I heard some of your work, and I would be interested in, you know, talking to you, seeing if this is something that you would want to do. I must tell you that this is going to be Volume 1, and we plan on doing other volumes depending on how well this is going to go, and we're prepared to pay you 3 stacks for your services.
Oh, that was up.
So is that something that you would be interested in?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this is the thing, okay. Wow, do you have a problem being on the set while people, now you have to just work with me because I mean, we're both adults, so I have to be graphic with what I'm saying. Do you have a problem being on stage with everybody fucking, like it's a production, like it's an actual adult entertainment set that you're going to be on, and you're actually going to be spinning while these people are having intercourse? Do you have a problem with that?
No, I'm cool.
Okay. Now, here is the good part, because I know you can get the crowd crunk. You could just go all wild with everything that you're doing. So what I need you to do is I'm going to give you a couple of things, and I just need you to – I'm going to give you some scenarios, and I just need you to, like, role play and let me know how you would do it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like at first we're going to start out with a bunch of females on females. They're going to be doing what they're doing, but the best part about it is you get to call out what you want to see. So while you spin, and you know how, like, when most DJs be spinning, they stop and be like, freeze or throw your hands in the air, whatever it is that y'all do, you know, because I'm old school. I grew up when DJs were saying some old crazy shit, and I want to bring that back. So what I'm thinking is you can tell the girls, I want to see you shake that ass, and they shake that ass, or I want to see your titties jiggle, or, you know, tell them to kiss each other or suck each other and everything like that. So while you sitting there spinning and everything like that, you got to be like, burr. Can you say burr for me? I want to see how that would sound.
Burr.
No. You got to say it like, you know how, like, when you doing it, like, you really get into the set and everything like that, and be like, burr.
Burr.
That's what I'm talking about. Hell yeah. So now it's like, while they're sitting there doing that, you already got that first burr out the way. You know what I'm saying? So then it's like, here comes the dancing scene. So we bring in a pole, and it's like the females are spinning on the pole and everything like that. So now it's just like, you know, now comes the excited, because, you know, burr is Gucci's trademark for 1070. So while you spinning, you just like, everybody clap your hands, say burr. Everybody clap your hands and say burr. So can you go ahead and repeat that for me?
What's up? What is this job? When are all this supposed to take place anyway?
Matter of fact, it's going to take place. Let me get my, because, you know, this whole month is all of the black homecoming, homecoming month. So what we're thinking about is probably the weekend of November the 11th through the 13th. We're going to be on set in South Beach.
Oh.
And you'll be flown out, and we'll have you staying at a hotel on the beach. It'll be like 5-star room service and everything like that. We'll have a car come and get you and stuff like that. So you don't have to really worry about anything. So when you first step on the set, you'll receive the first payment of $1,500. And then on Sunday before you leave, or if we finish up on that Saturday, because I think I'm just going to say take the whole day Saturday to film it all, then you'll get your other $1,500. It'll be cash, or if you want to certify cashier's check, we can do that too. So it just all depends on what you want.
Okay, that's cool. That was up.
So you're cool with that? Because, I mean, I don't want to look any further. I think you would be the perfect guy for this, you know, and we'll do a big campaign for you because you go by Kyle Wow, right?
Yeah, DJ Kyle Wow.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll have that, and you'll have a photo shoot and everything like that, so we can update some of your pictures, and it's a certain look that we're going for and everything like that, because I'm not sure how old your pictures are on Facebook, but it was one particular picture that I saw that really made me choose you, and it's the one where you have the white beater over your head, and you're showing your chest and your abs. Like, what made you take that picture?
Oh, that was at my birthday bash. I was just doing something to be doing something, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you were feeling yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, another question. Do you have a problem with if, you know, some of the girls, like, was coming on to you after the shoot? We would never ask you to film or anything like that. We will have you wear a nice T-shirt with the project name while you're spinning and everything like that. And, you know, our slogan is burr. So every time that you're spinning and you're doing what you do, it's a requirement that you say burr. That's why I keep asking you to say it, because it's like, that excitement. You know what I'm saying? Because if you do good with volume one, we're going to want you on volume two. I mean, this could be your brand. This is a big deal. You know what I'm saying? And then just think when Gucci comes home in like 5.5 months, then he's going to jump on. And it's going to get even wilder, and the money is going to get better because, you know, we're going to pay you $3,000 the first go-round, and the second go-round, if we can volume two, then that'll be like 6 stacks just for you sitting there telling naked bitches what to do, saying burr. I mean, to me, shit, that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm going to do is hold on, let me, because I have your contact information. I need, if you don't mind, could you give me your email address? And what I'm going to do is send you everything that we talked about, and I'm going to send you a contract, and then I will need you to sign it, date it, and get it notarized, and then fax it back to the number that I have on there. And if you have any other questions, a contact number will be on there for you to get in contact with me and everything like that. And I really like how you said burr. And before we get off the phone, I need you to say burr for me 2 more times so I can make sure that you'll be able to do this because, you know, I'm paying for this out of my pocket. You know, it's in my budget, but I don't want to throw my money away. So I'm really happy about the burr, but I need you to be enthusiastic as well. So can you go ahead and, like, Burr. But before you say it, just think about me giving you them $1,500 that first payment before you even do anything. So just say burr just on the money, just on the money thought.
Yeah, burr.
You Cow Wow, and I'm gonna enjoy working with you. Matter of fact, give me your email address before I get all excited and get off and everything like that. So what is it?
DJ Cow Wow at Gmail.
Okay, so you will get that email within 24 business hours, which, you know, will be by tomorrow evening. Just look out for it, get it back to me, and you will be fine first class November the 11th. You'll give me your where you're gonna be flying out of and everything like that, and I will be flying you into Miami, not Fort Lauderdale, because I'll have a luxury car service to pick you up. And if you need a rental car within the budget, because you're so enthusiastic and I like you, I will even spring for you to rent a Lamborghini that weekend. You know what I'm saying? I got to have you looking the part because you're going to be my motherfucking DJ. I like this so much. So I'm going to go ahead and get off the phone and hit the corporate office and let them know that we found that guy and everything like that. And it'll just, everything will be in the contract. You should get that by this time tomorrow evening. Is that okay?
All right, that's cool.
Okay. Well, Cal, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for taking advantage of this opportunity, and burr!
Burr.
Good night, baby.
Good night.
Hello?
You there? You damn fool, man.
Wow.
You damn fool, man. You should have told his ass to promote that shit on his Facebook page that he gonna be doing it. And then put that
Them bitch calling that to airlines. Airlines.
Okay, now I have to get back to my interview. I can't be fucking with y'all like this all damn night. Y'all are just so fucking retarded. Now, Marco, how are you doing?
I'm still
going. I'm going to climb the hell out of that nigga. Why?
Follow me.
You have to excuse me. I have bad influences on my show, and this is what they bring me to do. Don't worry. When you've been a guest of Chocolate City, you're not subjected to this kind of behavior.
Oh, yeah.
So you will
at
be
least,
safe.
At least without knowing it, right?
I give you my word as a woman that I will not prank call you at all. You know what I'm saying? So,
nah, he cool. He cool. He cool. He cool.
So now I have to play this song by you called Dance With Me. And I didn't even get a chance to listen to these. So I'm listening to them the first time with everyone else that's on the air. And I must say, I am really feeling your music. I am feeling your movement. For y'all that don't know, y'all need to go to chocolatecityradio.com. He has a blog entry on there. All his contact information is on there, where you can follow him on Twitter, where you can go to his album that's on iTunes. It's just like, and then you can go to his Reverb Nation page, and you can really get to know the man, Mirko Milk. Like, he is more than just a pretty face, sexy body, big feet and hands, and I guess the other shit goes to match. I don't know, ladies. I'm just guessing. Y'all have to ask him on the streets of Boston.
Boston. I love the name Boston.
Mm-hmm. And he does have a cute accent.
You love everything.
That's not true. I like Boston because that's my last name, whack ass. Shut up.
Oh, well, see, I didn't know that. But you over there.
Uh-huh,
you,
that's
you,
right.
But you over there just salivating with my dog. That's what's up, though.
You know what? When you hear a nice, decent man with good-ass music and, ladies, you see him with the picture with his hat on, I assure you, when he takes off the hat, he does not have a Plies hairline going on. He does not have the Neo syndrome going on. He actually looks nice. So I have to interject with that. So, you know, he is one well-put-together brother. So here is Dance With Me by Mirko.
It's been a while now, time to wild out. Go on, girl, let your style out. Toes, nails, hair done, child. Go on, let them know what your G's about. What you squeeze about, it's not what they read about. You got that Jesus clout, let the princess out. Go on, show them the sense that they read about. Got that Tiffany's on,
and it's frosty.
Plus you stay in the gym,
got a nice body.
What this world know about righteous girls? Go on, show them how you roll, show them how you bowl. Show them how you flow, show them how. No matter what, you still in control. Don't drink the Henny, never sip Patron. Don't need to get buzzed when you on a stone. Trying to get to your level, but you already gone.
I saw you watching, so it's obvious you're feeling me. But I'd approach you to see if you wanna chill with me. And girl, I think you got it. And girl, I'm sure you know. And if you think about it, then we can leave this club.
About 11 o'clock,
on the way to your favorite spot.
No need to tell you,
you know you're hot.
Ain't looking for a man, want a soulmate. So you're celibate, no matter what the haters think. Been a good week, so it's time to celebrate. Go on, celebrate, no matter what the haters think. And get your dance on, you know you love this song. Plus you're planning to get more than you two-step on. Cause you love this song, make your heart beat strong. Got your girls there, got your hands in the air. No stress, you just there. So go on, show them your flair. You like a model, gliding on air. You like Beyonce, but better cause you here. You like a dream come true, so they stare. But you ain't done nothing wrong, so let them stare.
I saw you watching, so it's obvious you're feeling me. But I'd approach you to see if you wanna chill with me. And girl, I think you got it. And girl, I'm sure you know. And if you think about it, then we can leave this club.
Night's still young, come on, let's have fun. Kinda tired, but we still
dancing. Floor crowded, but we still dancing. It's celebration music, so we celebrate. It's elevation music, time to elevate. And get your praise on, and get your raise on. We about to have fun, no matter what the haters think. So go on, celebrate, we came to celebrate. Better get your dance on, or it's too late. It's your birthday, it's not a work day. So come on, baby girl, let's play. No matter what the haters say, cause they hate to play. And they hate to love, but we all need love. So go on and get some.
Think about it till we can leave this club.
Wow, that song had me fucking dancing. I'm on Big Cam. Wow, I swear. Oh, wait, I think I'm a booty shake to that. Princess Nay, I think we should make a video booty shaking to in the club. I mean, dance
Chuck,
with me.
You don't know how to booty shake.
Girl, I know how to take back shots. As long as I know how to let a motherfucker hit me from the back and I make my booty come across. Girl,
O-M-G.
It don't matter.
I am just not even commenting on that one.
It would not matter. He will like whatever I do to his song.
Yeah, you say that if you want to. Hey, Ceddie J.
Oh, yes, and I have to say hi to Juan Martinez and, yes, Sadie J in the building. Shouts out to Mirko Milk. Shouts out to Rob. Shouts out to my beautiful co-host with them big, thick nipples, Princess Day. Oh, I'm sorry,
self.
Princess Nay. Yeah, I was sidetracked. Her titties made it look like an eclipse outside. My bad.
I seen it.
I gotta say, hey, I gotta shout out Naughty Don, and I wanna say my friend June is listening, I think, cause he's been on here for a while. He got a new iPad, and he got unlimited internet signal that he's stealing from the neighbors and the government, so he gonna always tune in. So I gotta give out a shout out.
I'm on blast.
Oh shit, here's a blast from the past. Mr. GA is on the line.
Oh wow, keep him muted. Keep that fool muted.
Oh,
I
was having
tonight.
He heard the prank call. You know,
you're straight silly over there.
All I got to say is, for everybody that loves what I'm doing and they're always giving me my props, when these motherfuckers realize that they got prank call, who's going to be my protector? Who's going to protect me from these angry men?
Yeah, I'm going to sit back and watch.
I got you.
One can take the cootie and the other can take the mouth. Y'all all got to hold the amen.
You ain't got to worry about Kyle Wild. You ain't got to worry about Kyle Wild. You can slap the shit out of him and he'll go running, so you good.
Well, I wasn't worried about him after I seen that damn picture. I swear, I am going to tweet that shit tonight.
I need to see the picture.
You need to see the girl.
Yes,
you see the picture. It's going to be ugly. It is really going to be ugly.
I'm mad that he said that's just something I was doing at my birthday bash. You gonna blast and broadcast at your crowd?
Marco, it's your birthday. Would you ever take a picture of a white beater over the back of your head on your shoulders and you're just posed like you're in high school?
Nah. Like you say.
Nah, not at all.
Would you even expose yourself like that?
Nah, I gotta be on my grown man.
And grown men wear collared shirts and nice jeans and nice Air Force Ones that's not creased and turning up at the toe looking like elf shoes, correct?
Yeah, grown man got to keep it cool.
Okay, now here's a question for you, because I'm speaking for the female fans that's scared to call in and talk to you. Like, when you're out and you're doing a show, like, what is your pet peeve, what you don't like for females to do? Like, what is a big turnoff for you when you're out and females are approaching you?
Just trying to get too much attention, you know? Chill out, relax, keep it simple. It's not good to try too hard. You try too hard, you just make yourself look awkward and foolish.
Okay. Y'all hear that, ladies? Don't try too hard. Have you ever been on stage and somebody just threw their panties at you?
I haven't had that experience yet.
I hope you don't.
For
that
real? Means,
that's probably some panties that they had on. That's just nasty. And everybody is not so fresh and so clean.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
I
don't like that.
That too.
I'll be the first. All he got to do is cam up, and I'll throw my thumbs at the screen.
I am so mad at you.
Last night, y'all lucky I can't go in my closet and pull out a pair of thongs. Do like, last night, hold on.
No. I'm about to turn my camera off. If you back, oh hell no, she is really getting up to go to her closet. You nasty little heifer.
I
am mad at you.
They are clean. So you never had
I'm
anybody throw panties at you.
Just, oh Lord,
phone.
I can't pause it.
They
oh hell no. Where is my button?
I dedicate that to Rocco. Now, even though he couldn't see it,
Rocco, they had a little
brown on.
Christ, I tell you, baby,
yeah.
I want those.
Everybody that was on saw the beautiful thongs being thrown at you. Yes.
Okay.
So see?
I was definitely
trying to move. See, every time people come on my show, I have to give them something. I have to. And now that I'm on this damn, oh, look at Shady. Shady, let me see your fingering. Now, see, now that I'm on Steak Hill, it's a fucking problem. Like, they ain't ever gonna get rid of me. I'm about to be on Stick Cam all day doing what
they
I do.
They're
gonna
have you blocked off Stick Cam in the neck. I give you 3 days on Stick Cam and they're gonna have your account deleted.
You're gonna be having technical difficulties like a motherfucker.
Again.
You know what?
Yes.
Y'all motherfuckers ain't even funny because I got deleted off Stick Cam today. This is a new account. With me on clothes, they said it was sexually provocative, and they deleted my account. I was so fucking mad. I had that account ever since last year, and I never used it. All I did was upload a picture I had on a bikini top and a bikini bottom, and my black ass got deleted so fucking fast. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, yo, Stick Cam ain't nothing to play with. Y'all seen a bitch being clothed all night. I got my shirt on, I got my bra on, I got my belt on. It's so bad, I even got my shoes and socks on. I ain't taking no chances. I'ma behave myself. Now, if y'all want to see some nasty, freaky shit, then y'all can join us on Tiny Chat, because I give y'all a password for that, and then we can go ahead and get it popping. So, we have, like, a few more minutes.
Titties, but I showed it on your account, so they may delete you anyways.
Oh, wow. I am on webcam looking at my drawers. Let me stop.
You looked at the brown spot that I said was in there.
You know what, Shanae? You are so retarded. You know what? Fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. The only person I love right now is Mirko because he's my
been
dude.
Done that, Doc.
He got two songs in the rotation, because tonight when I get off and I'm doing my work, I am going to rotate out Dance With Me. Like, I like that. So I'm going to have to Bring Back Life on my internet rotation and dance with me, and it is going to be all to the good. And for everybody that's listening, I'm going to be on Grand Heart Radio tonight from 11 to 1, and then after that, I'm going to be at 1 o'clock, I'm going to be on, let me see, where am I going to be at? I'm going to be on Jim Productions. I'm going to be on their radio show. He needs to send me the link so I can, whatchamacallit, so I can put it out so people can hear us and everything like that. That's what he needs to do. I can't wait. And then Ray J's brother, his half-brother, is going to be on there. So y'all already know, I already said he talked some old crazy shit. I'm going to be like, damn, I didn't even hear about you until the Fab and Ray J thing came out. I'm like, shit, Willie kept your a secret for a fucking reason. So y'all know how I am. I'm going to give it up, Chop Mommy style. So I'm going to be on there. And then Friday night, we're going to have Tug from BMF. What they say, Tug, he got a mixtape that he dropped. It's called... Oh, man. Oh, the scrimmage. That mixtape is hot. It did better numbers than Calico Jones did. So, Nate, everybody is saying that they missed your nipples. I need you to do a replay for that.
No.
Follow Mirko on Twitter at Mirko Milk. That's capital M-I-R-K-O, capital M-I-L-K. Everybody should know me and Princess Nay's Twitter, but if y'all don't, at Shanae B, S-H-A-N-A-B 2000, and then Chalk Mommy. I mean, shit, y'all don't follow me. Y'all should know how to reach me anyway. Rob.
I always threw up my Twitter name, S-H-A-N-A-E-B 2000. That's
well, if you wanted to show me them big-ass nipples, I wouldn't be traumatized, and my mouth wouldn't be watering, and I wouldn't be thinking about being a breastfed child that my mother deprived me of. So when I go see her big-ass tomorrow, I'm like, Mom, why you ain't never had me on your titties? I have a titty fetish, and I can't even say it came from you. That is so wrong. It's all Sinead's fault.
My rest on camera, guys. It was kind of fun. I won't do it again, but it was fun.
Oh, yes. Oh, that number is for to catch me on at 1 o'clock tonight is going to be 858-947-6612. For all y'all motherfuckers that don't go to bed, y'all can catch me on there. And then, you know what? I don't even know the number for... the other show that I'm gonna be on, oh Lord, that's
well,
not good.
Well, don't call me from that show, and don't call me and tell me it's on, because I'm gonna be sleeping. I'm turning all ringers off on all of my phones. I love you.
Oh man, oh Mirko, do you have any shout outs before we end the show?
He shouts out to Princess Nay. Thank you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, you know, shout outs to my five star fam, my Antioch fam, you know, Childhood Rec. You know, all my peoples who support the movement, you know, y'all can cop the album, Right to Hypocrite, on iTunes. You know, definitely shout outs to you know, everybody on the show. My man Rob, who was feeding me the truth for how to keep myself safe out here. You know, I know he was on my side. Chalk Mommy, you know, Princess Nye, all of y'all, thanks for the love and the support.
Oh, wow. Now, I would like to thank everybody that tuned in via Blog Talk, via internet, via phone line, via stick cam. This is going to be crazy. Sadie, thank you for supporting me. I love you, and one day I'm going to be your baby mama once God into my untie my tube. So,
Sadie, run. We do not need any baby shots because running around here.
Hell nah.
There would be some fly
know,
ass,
right?
Cute ass babies. Like, really? Like, come on now, stop playing.
We don't need another Snapper Chica running around here. Hell no.
Oh,
that
yeah, I got Kayla running around. Yeah, I got Kayla running around.
Little mama.
I am going to end this, and I don't know. Nay, are you going to stay on fucking on stick cam, or are you getting off? Because I think I'm going to stay on for a little bit.
Well, I may stay on for a little bit. I'm going to get in the shower.
Yeah, Rob, log in the stick cam. Marco, if you got stick cam, get on and let's have the after show on here. Then that gives fans a chance to look at you, see you, and familiarize themselves with your face, your music, and who you are.
Okay, I can dig it.
Okay, so I'm getting the hell off the phone. I love y'all all. Y'all ain't got to go home, but y'all getting the fuck up off my line. Deuces, this is Chocolate City Radio. Bye-bye.
Bye.